Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Taddy's, Ponsonby Road and High Street.
All right, Penelope, good morning to you, firstly.
Hello, how are you?
Okay, I've been up watching that terrible Las Vegas drama all night long, and so I'm not a hundy, to be honest.
No.
But I look a hundy, don't I?
Yeah, totally. A million, in fact.
Aww.
A quazillion.
A quazillion million.
Times infinity. No, you are, but what am I?
Speaking of people who look that good.
Segway. It's kind of seemed kind of so fickle after what's been happening. But anyway, so at Versace's recent
Are you saying that fashion's fickle? Because you are wrong.
Oh, you know.
Bubblegum jeans, not fickle. Blizzard wash jackets, not fickle.
Dr. Martin boots.
Cravats, not fickle.
Top hats.
Cummerbunds.
Cummerbund, what a great word.
Cummerbund.
Okay, so at Milan Fashion Week recently, Donatella Versace came down the runway at the finale with the supermodels. Carla Bruni, Naomi Campbell, Claudia Schiffer, Cindy Crawford and Helena Christensen. Notably absent were Christy Turlington and Linda Evangelista.
Christy Turlington? How did I read about you the other day? Not that I follow the supermodel.
Well, she was running a marathon. For her, I don't know, chosen charity. But apparently Linda Evangelista has retired, and they're saying kind of pretty nasty things about the size of her now, which is like so rude, like because she's like in her 50s.
She's retired.
And she's retired. You should be able to
Wouldn't you just go for a blowout?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't you just like, be like,
I've
yes.
been a pie forever.
Break out the cheese, man.
Yeah, so a bit harsh. But anyway, I thought I'd...
I just have posters of her on my wall.
She's beautiful.
And Christy Turner.
Yeah. My favourite was always Naomi Campbell and Linda Evangelista.
You found Claudia Schiffer there. I found Claudia, especially with the whole David Copperfield thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're a good magician, man. That's awesome.
The greatest trick he ever pulled.
Was a magic trick.
So David Copperfield, the magician, is going out with Claudia Schiffer. Okay, right.
So I thought I'd look at the definition of a supermodel. And basically, it's just a higher paid kind of...
Is that your handwriting?
Yeah.
Look how fashionable that is. That's good. Your handwriting's fantastic.
I don't know whether we've ever mentioned it on air, but Penny makes the most amazing notes.
I've never got any of those notes. Oh.
You can have these notes afterwards.
You can go, can we do a bit more prep? Come on.
It's only one page.
Anyway, so sorry, back to you.
Yeah, so basically they're higher paid and they become famous within their own rights. And I guess in a way, I think if you've ever watched America's Next Top Model with Tyra, she always talks to the models about becoming a brand as opposed to just
She gives someone. Good advice, Tyra.
Yeah, so she's kind of like talking to people about how they can have longevity in their careers as opposed to just being someone who walks down the runway or works for a catalogue or something like that. So I guess like, to me, the definition of a supermodel is someone who actually becomes a brand and becomes a businesswoman so that they can continue to work in the industry, which I think is a really good term. Because, you know, a lot of people will think, oh, so just so fickle, blah, blah, blah. But some of the earliest...
She's just vain, eh?
Some of the earliest kind of supermodels were people like Twiggy, Jean Shrimpton, Penelope Tree, Cheryl Teagues, Lauren Hutton. She was on the Vogue cover 25 times.
Oh, my God, like Lord.
Yeah, and the first to land a huge cosmetics contract. Other ones were Cybill Shepherd, Patty Hansen, Janice Dickinson, who is pretty funny because she kind of states herself as being the first supermodel. Mm.
Yeah, but that's part of her personal brand. She's trading on that.
Yeah. Jerry Hall.
Cosby as well, yep.
Jerry Hall.
Yep.
Jerry Hall, she was definitely one of the groundbreaking supermodels, wasn't she?
Yeah, the only thing I just never fathomed was how she could leave Bryan Ferry for Mick Jagger. Bryan Ferry's so much hotter to me.
Yeah.
He's like art.
Yeah, Mick Jagger's a Mick Jagger. See, there's another magician.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh my God, how'd you and Mick Jagger meet? Oh, he swore at me as he walked past. Look off, I'm all evil.
And then I kind of thought we could talk about Gia Carangi, who was considered to be technically the first kind of supermodel. She was like late 70s to early 80s. And basically her stardom was due to pretty much her, she was absolutely beautiful. She kind of had this dark, melancholic kind of Italian beauty going on in a world of blonde and blue-eyed Americans. And she was discovered when she was 17.
You mean like Christie Brinkley?
Yep. And she, the thing that was kind of most important about her is that she had the toed man. You know, so she was like
a bitch.
Yeah, she just like was a wild child, and
so yeah, there's a, especially back in those days, there was a fine line between chewed and bitch.
Well, I guess a lot of people would have thought the latter, but to us, we would have thought.
Oh, I've never thought the latter. No. I've always thought just chewed.
Yeah, chewed.
But some people would think, yeah.
But the cool thing about her was that she like posed nude, she wore no makeup, she would just cancel bookings on a whim, which is not very businesslike, but she kind of just
it
lived
hasn't worked
her
for
life.
Me doing that. Posing nude and bloody cancelling bookings and not turning up places.
And she was openly gay, which is like amazing because,
once again,
you know, it's just like a cool thing, you know, to be so open and be yourself at that time when, you know, kind
when,
of.
When
like
was this?
Late 70s, early 80s.
I guess the dilemma when one becomes a supermodel, one heads down, one realises one has become a supermodel, the best ones either wear their personality right on their sleeve so you can see exactly who they are, or they just are a blank canvas and are able to turn into anything.
Yeah, like Kate Moss.
See, here's something that some people, a lot of listeners I think won't agree, I don't find Kate Moss that attractive.
If you saw her on the street.
Do you know what I saw her doing? Cocaine in the recording studio when she was going out with that guy. What's his name?
Pete Doherty.
Pete, get off the shit, Doherty, yeah.
I think the thing with her is that she is a chameleon, and she is, like you say, you know, there's a facade, you know, what I like to call kind of like a roller door, so you actually don't know.
Oh, so that's
you know, you don't know what's going down on the inside.
Oh, yeah, I like that, yeah, like a Venetian blind or something. Yeah, sure. Sure.
So she can, and she can become anyone that the photographer wants her to become. You know, she can kind of just like, you know, snap her fingers and then just become a personality or something. But
she's quite feline as well, which is very interesting.
Yeah, and she's actually quite well short considering she's only 5'7", I think. You know, but I like her versatility. I think she's like amazing, and I like her secretiveness, and I actually just think she's the epitome of cool.
Not my tempo.
No. But poor Gia, there was a movie about her, Angelina Jolie starred as Gia, 1998 movie. She was always open about her drug use as well, so she was really into recreational drugs, starting out on cocaine, ending up on heroin, and unfortunately dead by 26 from AIDS-related illnesses. So kind of lived hard, fast,
and got around the Monopoly board.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. 26. And where was her era?
She was late 70s, early 80s. Mm. So she was like on Cosmo and
Family Circle?
I didn't even think of that.
Oh, that's life.
That's Life is the most poisonous magazine. Anybody out there, that if you come across a copy of That's Life in your home, that's get the meth testers in for that one. That's terrible. That's have you seen that magazine, Sarah?
I have, yes.
Then you need to back me up on this one. Do you agree? The word needs to be out there. Get rid of that foul, poisonous magazine.
I don't think it exists anymore, does it?
Oh, it exists somewhere. Yeah. That's life. That's like, my sister only kid ate my other kids. Oh, that's life. And what a trip to France. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty scuttlebutt. It's like the Daily Mail with
it's like a toilet, but in
tips.
A magazine. Yeah. It's disgusting. So bad.
We've got a text coming in now saying, what about our Rach?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a pretty amazing story.
Yeah.
Like, little old New Zealand.
Glenfield, North Shore represent.
Yep. Yep. Trumpet girl.
Trumpet.
Frizzy here. I like the way she's doing that program about beauty.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Dealing with it, going around the world and that.
Dealing with beauty. Must be hard.
Yeah, it just seems
like it. Like, imagine just, like being judged just for your looks, though.
Yeah.
Like, I can't fathom that. That must be so difficult.
But I guess if you've got a wonderful personality, then the only way is up, because everyone judges you for your looks and they go, oh, there we go. And it's like a...
Oh, my God, I wish we could play that song. Yes. The only way is up.
Do you know what?
You know, we probably can.
The only way is up. I've still got the Yaz t-shirt at home. What about that?
Oh,
boom.
Whoa.
Boom, Yaz t-shirt.
Fashion.
That's right. That's fashion,
that's
isn't
fashion.
It?
That's fashion.
That was fashion with Penelope Noir.
Should we try and have a bring in your best t-shirt contest next week?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
Bring your best t-shirt, all right. Yep. I'll take a photo and I'll put it on the
Just bring it in. Okay. And we'll unveil them next week.